But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was fun. I'm enjoying these Mark Mitchell Hoop Spicy Queso flavored rings. And got a bag for you, Drew. My daughter Audrey's going to love these. This is like right up her alley. So we'll make sure she gets some of those before her big game today. She's got a basketball game today at 2 and 3. You got to get those queso rings. It's 11:32. Normally, we talk to John Mozeliak at this time. Mo, you can hear on the next show. Countdown to opening day. Has some interesting things to say about the trade market for Nolan Arenado. So, Jim Powers, I wouldn't say you have big shoes to fill. You can slide right in there and bring it on KMOX. I know that. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And yeah, you know what? Big shoes. Holy smokes. I'm just honored to be filling in these shoes here this morning.
It's great to have you on KMOX. You're no stranger to broadcast. You've done, hundreds, thousands of games in your career, calling basketball, football, and beyond. I've worked with you on college football. We did it for a number of years in the Missouri Valley Conference. You continue to follow that FCS football, which I really enjoy your coverage. You're on Twitter and have been for years at High School Sports Caravan, which you have done for Fox 2 and beyond for many years. Your high school coverage, before we talk about Notre Dame and Ohio State and the matchup on January 20th, which I know you're amped up for, I want to first congratulate you on an award you received from MSHA, the Missouri State High School Athletic Association, for your years of service to high school sports. Tell us about that honor and how you feel about it.
I received a letter back in late September. The name of the award is the Mal Mays Distinguished Service Award. And for those that don't know, Mal has been a longtime member of MSHA as their attorney, and he just does so many great things for our student athletes here in the state. And, you know, this award, I mean, there's many names that have received this award, and to have my name with them is just absolutely unbelievable. If somebody would have asked me 20 years ago when I moved here to St. Louis from Northeast Ohio, if I would have won something like this, I would have said, absolutely not. You've lost your mind. I just cover the kids. I cover the coaches. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, when I first moved here, high school coverage wasn't that good. And now you look at how it's exploded over the last 20 years, the different outlets, the different venues. And, you know, I think that I've had a little bit of a part in helping amplify that high school coverage here in the St. Louis area and in the state of Missouri, which is, you know, very fulfilling to me because the kids deserve it. They work their tails off. The coaches work hard, the athletic directors. You know, it's just something that I felt we needed to kind of improve upon, and we've done such a terrific job with it. And now you see all the outlets doing stuff, and it makes it really, really good to see.
Well, it's great for not only the families who follow, but the schools who put so much, the officials that put so much, everybody, the volunteers. There are so many people involved in so many games on a daily basis throughout the St. Louis area that deserve that coverage, and you have provided that. There are others who do a really nice job in this area, but to have you awarded and honored is very special and very well-deserved. Before we talk about this matchup, Ohio State and Notre Dame, and Notre Dame featuring two high-level St. Louis products, let me ask you just overall, just concentrating on football now, the level of football, you know, we talk about St. Louis as a baseball town, a hockey town. We know its history in basketball with Jason Tatum currently and Bradley Beal leading the way when it comes to big names. But this is, make no mistake about it, a football town that gets raided by programs all over the country. Doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, without a doubt. And we've seen this turn maybe over the last 10 years to where – you know, back then, you know, St. Louis was a stop. It wasn't one of those high on the top, you know, spots, because there were some great kids. Now you look at where St. Louis is, it's must. You have to come here. If you're Ryan Day, if you're, you know, when Nick Saban was at Alabama, you know, if you're those guys, St. Louis is one of your first stops. And you see what Marcus Freeman has done in making inroads here to the St. Louis area. We have done such a great job, and I credit the coaches for this. The coaches have really embraced the fact that we've got great kids. We've got great student athletes, and they're getting them ready for the next level. They're getting them prepared. They're getting them fundamentally sound. They're doing all the right things, and that's what it's all about. If you get these kids and you put them in great positions, that's going to give them ultimate success at the next level. The one thing that I'm a little concerned about is how the transfer portal is kind of affecting high school recruiting a little bit, because a lot of coaches have come out and said they're going to hit the portal first before they hit the high schools. And so I'm hoping a balance can kind of be struck a little bit, because it's a shame that some of these high school kids that are having terrific careers and have done terrific things may not get to their college of choice initially. I think they'll eventually get there, but the transfer portal has kind of thrown a little bit of a monkey wrench into it.
That's an interesting perspective, Jim. You do see right now featured Ohio State, Notre Dame playing in the CFP National Championship on January 20th. Two big-time players that you just mentioned, Marcus Freeman, was able to get. One of them, running back Jeremiah Love out of CBC, and then right there with him making another big play, the interception that sealed the game, Christian Gray out of DeSmet. What two high-caliber players on that Irish team, two of many at the Division I level.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, a lot of people didn't think that Jeremiah was going to play on Thursday night because he got dinged up, you know, in the game previous. And so, you know, there was a little bit of doubt, but, you know, in some of the things that his teammates said was, hey, he's going to go. And if he goes, we got to make sure we do what we need to do. And you know, the job that he's done has been terrific. It's been a lot of fun to watch him. And that defensive play at the end, my gosh, you know, talk about just an incredible interception. We saw that when he played at the Smet. I mean, he is just such a dynamic player. And those are just a couple of the kids that have really done a great job. You look at Ryan Wingo for Texas, you know, and, you know, that big catch he made to get him a first down, had a nice rush. I mean, there is just a plethora of great high school kids that are doing fantastic things at the next level. And now it's going to be really cool to see Jeremiah and Gray play on the biggest stage in college football here on a week tomorrow.
And then you have the junior linebacker at North Dakota State, Logan Kopp, who had three sacks, three interceptions, a forced fumble on the year, and helped bring his team to the national championship. They beat Montana State. North Dakota State wins it all, so they're at every level.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, I have a chance to be down in Frisco for the FCS championship. I moderate all the press conferences. And, you know, I had a chance to talk to Logan. And it's so cool to see, you know, a local kid on that level. And the way he's done things, he had a key interception in the South Dakota State semifinal that got them to where they needed to be. And then he had some big plays in the national championship game. You know, and he's had a terrific career, and he's already announced he's coming back to North Dakota State. He wants one more shot at it. And you look at North Dakota State and South Dakota State and what the Missouri Valley Football Conference has done, Tom. I mean, 12 of the last 14 FCS championships have come out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference. You don't see that. You just don't see that. And you're seeing a lot of the local kids that have an opportunity to play at the FCS level. Last year, Amir Johnson played for South Dakota State, won a national championship. Logan Kopp, this year, a young man from Lindbergh who's just terrific, he wins it. So it's really cool to see at every level our local kids doing a terrific job.
This is Jim Powers, who's been covering St. Louis high school football, basketball, and beyond for many, many years, joining us on KMOX. There was no bigger strip of a football scoop and score than Jack Sawyer, who took it away from Quinn Ewers and ran it the distance for Ohio State to give them their lead that they did not relinquish. They won against Texas. They advanced to the national championship. Jim Powers from Northeast Ohio, how are you feeling when the Buckeyes walked away with that victory?
I think a lot of people heard a lot of yelling and screaming when Jack Sawyer had the play of his career, you know, at the end of that game. Hey, you know what? Texas is a really good team. You know, I was hoping, you know, Ohio State would get out to a fast start. They got the touchdown, you know, but I think that game flipped on its head when Travion Henderson got the screen pass and goes 75 yards with 20 seconds left in the first half. I think that's where that whole game kind of flipped a little bit, because instead of, you know, a 7-7 tie going into halftime, now you're giving Ohio State all the momentum in the world leading into the halftime locker room, and then they get the ball to start the half. So, I mean, I think just the plays that Ohio State made, and talking to a real good friend of mine yesterday, you know, Jack Sawyer is never going to pay for anything ever again in Columbus, you know, after that play. And I know a lot of people are questioning, you know, Sark's play calls, you know, in that situation. You know, but you got to remember, Ohio State's defense, how many times have we seen them with their backs against the goal line this year and have come up with stops and have stopped teams from getting into the end zone? And this was just another example of what the Ohio State defense has done. And I've said this since, you know, the Buckeyes lost to the team up north, which I will still never say their name. I think that was the wake-up call. I think they have played angry. They know what's on the line. And they've been just playing some of the best football that I've seen an Ohio State team play in a long, long time.
Jim Powers, who's been covering high school sports here, the High School Sports Caravan, for many years, joining us on KMOX. And on the offensive side, Ohio State, Texas did a great job of taking away Jeremiah Smith. They really did.
Yeah.
And, you know, they found a way to keep him out of the game. Do you see Notre Dame, and they've got a good secondary, Jim, can they do the same thing? Will they use that strategy?
And you know what, though? You look at the Ohio State receiving room. When you've got, you know, Ibuka, you've got G. Scott, you've got Smith, then you can go to Carnell Tate, who stepped up in a big fashion. You know, Texas took away Jeremiah. They were doubling him. You know, they were bracketing him front and back, and that was opening things up for Carnell Tate. And so I think you've got to pick your poison. Do you let Jeremiah get after you and try and break some long stuff, or do you kind of double him once again and let everybody else try and beat you? That was the situation that Texas, you know, put Ohio State in. But with that receiving room, and I'll say this, the way Will Howard has played the last three games, he has not made very many mistakes. He has managed the game. He's putting them in great situations. And I tell you what, that 4th-and-2 run that he had, if he doesn't, you know, trip over the 20-yard line, he's in the end zone. And I don't even think we're talking about the Jack Sawyer scoop and score. But that receiving room is terrific. Notre Dame's going to have their work cut out for them in trying to figure out who do you want to stop. Do you want to stop Smith? Do you want to stop Ibuka? Or do you want to let them try and do what they do? And if they let them do that, I think it could be just like we saw in the Oregon game when they just went absolutely nuts, you know, getting the ball to the outside.
Well, it's going to be a tough task for sure for the Irish next Monday in Atlanta, the matchup against Ohio State. Jim Powers, congratulations on your award for Misha, and thank you for joining us on KMOX. Good luck to your Buckeyes on the 20th.
Thanks so much, my friend. By the way, I heard your pick, and I disagree with 100%. You should be taking the Buckeyes no matter what the spread is. That's all I'm saying.
I know you heard. I took Irish plus 9.5. Appreciate you, man. Jimmy Powers with us on KMOX. Great to hear his voice on the radio. We're going to take a break. The big dog, Bernie Mikkels, will get his picks coming up next at 11:45. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.